You are listening to Alpha Efficiency Podcast, where technology and brain power collide so you can work less and achieve more.
Hey guys, welcome to the third episode of Alpha Efficiency Podcast. Our guest for today is Daniel Gold. He's an author of the book Evernote Unofficial Guide. It's one of my favorite books lately. It helped me a lot when I was applying GTD methods in the Evernote itself. So without further ado, I'll let you hear him and his introduction to you.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your podcast today. I first want to applaud you for all of your efforts that you have done with your website. You've done a spectacular job. And now with this podcast, I think it's great that you are helping so many readers and now listeners become much more productive and much more efficient. As you point out, so I'm the author of the book Evernote, The Unofficial Guide to Capturing Everything and Getting Things Done. And basically, my background is I'm a lawyer by trade. I consult some of the largest law firms in the southeast portion of the United States on how to be much more efficient using software that my company produces. And I also run a blog on the side that many of you who are listening probably have already heard of it, DanGoldESQ.com. And I've been writing this blog and writing a lot of posts about how to be more productive using Evernote. And I took the chance that a lot of people would be interested in reading a book on how to combine both Evernote and the Getting Things Done methodology created by David Allen. And I worked with the Evernote team, and who were absolutely fantastic. And that gamble, I think, paid off because the book is for sale in the Evernote trunk, and people literally around the world have purchased the book and have said that the book has given them exactly the kind of tools that they needed to be more successful. And I've had the opportunity to meet some really great people, and you are a perfect example of that. That had I not published the book, you and I wouldn't be having these dialogues right now. So really been a great experience.
Thank you for your introduction. So I have a question, it's a personal question. How did a lawyer get involved in productivity world?
Well, I think every lawyer needs to be more productive. I think that's a great question, and I think that at the core of any good lawyer is being able to manage the multiple tasks that are always coming in front of them. Either he or she has more than 100 case files to be concerned about, depositions to go to, hearings to attend, arguments to give in court, meetings to attend, clients to call. They are getting 300 to 500 emails a day, and people need a way to be able to manage it. And it's not just lawyers, it's every professional. Every professional needs a way of being able to manage the multiple inputs coming at them in a given day, and they need to be able to have more control over it. And by no surprise, lots of lawyers have purchased my book because they need a way of being able to be more productive and manage their tasks and their next actions and their projects better.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. I never imagined a lawyer as someone who has a lot of inputs. I always thought of lawyers as being tied to one case and working with a strict set of tasks that doesn't have a lot of flexibility. But from your point of view, I realized it's not a case. So
in many, many cases, and often more inputs than one person can really even handle. So having a methodology like Getting Things Done and a tool like Evernote enables lawyers and, like I said, any professional really to be able to get a better handle on their tasks.
So I wanted to ask you, recently you have updated your book, and I really love the update. It has 30 pages of additional content, spreadsheets and organized notebooks and organized templates for notes themselves. So this is your first update prior to the original books. So I'm interested, do you plan your future updates, and do the people who already bought the book are entitled to get the future updates? If there are any.
Sure. A lot of really good questions you just asked, and so I'll take them each at a time. And so the first is that, yeah, there are 30 brand new pages of content in this ebook, and I'm really super excited about the new content because a lot of it is driven by the feedback that I've gotten from the thousands of people who have purchased the book already. And keep in mind, this book came out, the first edition came out at the end of September. By the end of December, over 6,000 people have already purchased the book because over 6,000 people have had this strong desire to want to be able to be more successful and being productive and who love Evernote. These people who are using Evernote are either people who have been on the fringe who have told me that prior to reading the book, you know, they had the application but they never really made much use out of it, or people that were using it and need to be more productive, and so using getting things done was a way of being able to do it. So these 30 new pages combines a lot of additional screenshots, more how-to functionality that a lot of people ask for, and something that I'm really excited about is something called the Master Note Series. Now, this Master Note Series is comprised of four different Master Notes that are essential for so many and having great templates to draw from and copy those notes and use it multiple times in their own systems. For example, I've got a Master Next Action Notebook. A Master Next Action Note. This Next Action Note is specifically for those people that love to see all of their tasks, all of their next actions, broken down in one note by context. So you can have at computer and all of your next actions preceded by a checkbox. Your at calls, your at emails, at PC, at errands, etc., or customize it to whatever your own specific contexts are, and be able to bring over all of the next actions that you want to do into this master next action note. And it's great for so many people who need to have all of their next actions in one note. Other things I have in there, like the master company note and the master client note, are driven out of the need to be able to centralize key information about clients and about companies in one particular place. For example, in my master client note, I've got the name of my client, who they work for, their title, their email, their website, their phone number, and their address, and who their assistant is. And then I start logging activities that... Here is where I really leverage my favorite function out of all of Evernote, and that's the copy note linking. And when you read my book, you'll find that I've got several pages dedicated to the multiple use cases that the copy note linking provides. I think it's so critical to anyone's success because just like a hyperlink on a web page, you can hyperlink to a note that you already have stored within Evernote, allowing for this master client note to be a one centralized note for key information sprawled out all over your Evernote system. And then that same theory applies to my master project note, the fourth note in my master series notebook. And this really is tuned into David Allen's idea of a project, looking at the five phases of defining purpose, outcome visioning, brainstorming, organizing, and identifying next actions. So I'm really super excited about this Master Series notebook. Those templates, as well as the shared notebook link, are embedded into my second edition, and I've gotten really fantastic feedback about it. Yeah, so the book came out in the end of September, December 1st, second update, free to everyone who's already purchased it. And for the life of the book, for as long as I have this book will always provide free updates, and you'll receive an email notification from me letting you know that an update is available. And I think that just like any great piece of software, it is always evolving. So too is this book. It's always evolving. So for the $5 that you pay for this book, the cost of a latte over at Starbucks, you're getting the peace of mind that you're always going to be growing with this book. And that is really what has appealed to the over 6,000 people who have bought this book already so far, is the fact that it's a small investment that continues to grow.
Yeah, that's what I like about Evernote Unofficial Guide. And while I was listening to you talking about the Master Notes, I couldn't avert my mind from talking about wikis that I've been using for quite a while, and I think that could be some addition to your book. Even I'm letting you use this concept of wiki inside of Evernote, and I have a master wiki note. I used to call it a knowledge dashboard. There's an article on Alpha Efficiency about that. And the knowledge dashboard is mapping all of my knowledge, and I'm organizing my notes into it. So if there's like areas of my life, like internet marketing, like productivity, my gym schedules and routines, they're all ending up in a master wiki. And then after that, you have a smaller wikis that are just concentrated on an area. So as your database grows, there is an absolute need for master notes, where we are using the internal linking system of the Evernote. Frequent readers of Alpha Efficiency will notice how I'm interlinking every article with the articles that I've written before. That's the same principle that you should be using in your notebooks, because that will allow you to, it's going to help you tackle the information overload, which we are facing today, and it's going to become a bigger and bigger problem as the time passes by. So I just want to ask you, what is your intention to issue a next update of the book?
Sure. My expectation is that at least once a quarter we can see an update. And I want the updates to be meaningful. I want them to be significant. And I want them to have a life impact on people. Just the way I think that Evernote is not just a note-taking app or a web clipping app. I think it's a life management tool. And so if I come out with an update, which I expect to be once a quarter, I want it to be meaningful. I want it to have an impact on every single one of the readers who have already purchased the book and who will purchase the book in the future. So while I anticipate it to be once a quarter, it's definitely going to hinge on the kinds of updates that Evernote has and the changes that they come out with, as well as any sort of changes to the system that are impactful enough that will make some sort of meaningful difference in someone's life.
I have a couple of more questions, and one is like really short. As we were talking, you mentioned that you are transitioning to the Mac world. So I'm eager to hear your first impressions, because I just want to compare them to what were my first impressions when I migrated from Windows to the Mac.
Well, so now I use a great question. And yeah, so I just acquired, I just purchased a MacBook Pro, and so I use it in conjunction with my Windows operating computer as well. And I have to say that it just, the Mac is living up to every expectation that I had envisioned. And in particular, with respect to Evernote, there's definitely some differences between the Macintosh or Apple, however you want to say, the Apple version of Evernote and the Windows version of Evernote. But that being said, not significant by any means. Copy note linking, my favorite feature is there. The favorites bar is there. And so I think, in fact, there are a lot of ways that the Evernote version on the Macintosh are actually enhanced, in particular with Sketch. That was something that I was missing out on for sure. And the incredibly easy way of being able to take snapshots of documents or of websites or photos and annotate those and put them into Evernote, and then search against those that the text of your annotations on that image is really, really helpful in a lot of the work that I'm doing. I've got people that email me constantly and asking me for questions about the things that I'm doing in Evernote, and it's very simple to be able to take a snapshot with Sketch, integrates beautifully into Evernote. And so that's one of the things that I found that's very, very helpful. All in all, very, very similar, but there's just working on the Macintosh operating system is like working with a piece of Picasso. It's a fine piece of artwork. Using the entire machine, it's a fine piece of artwork, and so that's why it's so much more fun, if you will, to be able to do things on the Mac as opposed to on the Windows.
It's a similar experience as I migrated for the first time. I was simply amazed and astonished by the beauty of the applications. And people don't think it's like the aesthetics of the software are that important. But when you are a writer, when you are spending a lot of time in front of a computer, aesthetics tend to inspire you. And when you are writing a lot, inspiration is your fuel. So it's one of the most important things when you are working on a computer, especially if you are in the arts department like design and audio editing and video editing.
I'll add on to what you're saying there, and I think that that one point outside of Evernote is really significant. What Pages can do over what Microsoft Word can do are very significant. What Keynote can do over PowerPoint is very significant, and something else that I talk about a lot on my blog is how to give compelling presentations. And some of my mentors in the presentation world, such as Gar Reynolds and Nancy Duarte and Scott Schwarty of Ethos 3, and of course the late Steve Jobs, those people inspire me to give beautiful presentations. And I made PowerPoint work the way I needed it to work, but doing so on Keynote is much more of a natural process, and like you said, it inspires you to want to do more.
So one short question before we run out of time: are you planning on finalizing the migration to the Apple world, like buying an iPad and iPhone as well? Because as you mentioned that you love Keynote and Pages, I love them too, and they are neatly synced in iCloud. Apart from the MacBook world, I mean, iOS Pages and iOS and iPhone Pages and iPad Pages are synced in iCloud, and they work just flawlessly, as well as Keynote and Numbers. So just trying to figure out, are you going to finalize the change, or you're going to stay at the level where you currently are?
Yeah, great question. So for my day job, which I do work for law firms, I have to use a Windows machine. But I already own an iPad, and I've been using Evernote on the iPad for quite some time. So now that I've got the MacBook Pro, all that's left, I guess, is in June when my Verizon contract is come up, I'll make the transition over to the iPhone as well. So yeah, there's a lot of great advances that are happening, and Apple's a real smart company. They know what they're doing, and you're right, it's a lot of fun to utilize those products.
You're going to be blown away, because the last part of the gear, of my computer gear, was iPhone, actually, that needed to be swapped. I mean, I had an Android phone, and that's the last switch that I did. And when I took the iPhone as opposed to Android, the things just clicked. And it was so much more amazing, because back in the past, I used to carry my iPad along with my Android phone. Now I'm like, no, I'm leaving this at home. I'm just bringing the smallest piece of equipment that's needed for me to get by. And one more question. I'm kind of dissatisfied with the way the Evernote works on the iOS. So I am using some additional applications that are available out there. So I just wanted to see if you have the same experience about Evernote on iOS. I find it sluggish and not as smooth for note editing, especially when it's rich text editing. So just want to know your impressions, or I'm being crazy here.
Now there's a lot of differences in the way Evernote is served up on the Android versus the way it's served up on iOS devices, particularly the iPhone, the iPad, and in one of those ways is actually the way that it serves up tags and the way it serves up nested notebooks. And I know that those things are going to certainly change. Evernote is nicely funded. They're positioned well to be that 100-year company. I'm certain that Phil Libin wants. He's the CEO. And he wants it to be. And I feel rather confident that in the advances that are to come along the way, that that we are going to see probably a much more uniform way of serving up Evernote across both tablets and phones. So you're not crazy at all, at least when it comes to this. And we'll certainly see, I'm sure, many more product releases coming out soon from the Evernote team.
Daniel, I want to thank you for your time. It was awesome having you as a guest on Alpha Efficiency Podcast. I certainly hope to see you again in some future, when maybe for your next update, or for your next ebook, and whatever comes first. So thanks, folks, for tuning in and listening, and here are the final words from our guest.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, thank you so much for having me on this call. And I just want to remind all of your listeners that you can pick up the ebook for $5 on the Evernote trunk, or alternatively, you can hop over to my website. It's degconsulting.net. That's degconsulting.net. And you can buy the book directly on my site, or you check out my blog or the various other things that I'm offering up on the site. It's going to be a great 2012. So I definitely encourage all of your listeners to bookmark the site, stick with me on the social networking, which you can find on my site, where I am on Google+, Twitter, etc. It's going to be very, very exciting year. So thank you again for having me, and I look forward to talking with you as well very soon.
Thanks for being a guest of Alpha Efficiency. See you soon, Daniel.
Thank you for listening to Alpha Efficiency Podcast. Don't forget to support us by subscribing to our updates on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. Till next time.